This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One left.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And we have less games than usual for college football, but is it still Steve Sterling today?
Yes, Bill? And we got to buckle up for this one real quick. So just lock in here quick. I'm just going to give you the games to take. I have two things
games
I have to cover. So let me start that. So tonight, take Kennesaw State, Troy, North Texas, and Boise. I'll repeat that. Tonight, Shindaddy, Kennesaw, Troy, North Texas, Boise. Look the scores, the points if you don't have time for it. Tomorrow, Texas Tech. He likes Tech on BYU. He also is a big fan of Western Michigan tomorrow. He likes the Bulldogs tomorrow. He likes UVA tomorrow versus Duke. And he likes Ohio State tomorrow.
Okay.
Right, that. Those are the games. The reason I bring this up is real simple. So today is Friday, right? That. It's flat screen, flat rates, foosball Friday.
Oh, my God.
Flat screens, flat rates, foosball Friday for this reason. Shindaddy retires today.
Hang on a second. That deserves breaking news here.
He's retiring?
This is it.
Wow, Shindaddy.
We don't want this to be a sad day, though.
No.
We don't want it to be sad. If anyone's in the area today at the bank, in Midwest Bank, they're having a big festival for him. Right? They're roasting a hog and have a big event at the bank today. And then tomorrow at the house, they're having a hot buttered rum party, which I'll be attending. The family. So if anyone's in Creighton tomorrow, please stop by for
hot
buttered rum. It's incredible. Yeah, so it has that. So Shindaddy wouldn't have thought that. So they are raffling off a 90-inch flat screen every hour. So they're raffling that off for us right that. The flat rate means also, which is as he's walking out the door, he will give everyone any of their new loans are zero interest, flat rate for 4 years. So a home loan would be zero interest. That could be cattle. It could be land.
That's
and
good.
And so he'll do that for zero for 4 years, so it's incredible that. And then foosball. He's got 9 foosball tables set up. It's like an old – remember, we used to walk in. We used to go to the youth center. Do you remember this one, too? They had ashtrays in the corner.
Sure.
They were attached to the foosball table, the ashtray was. And the cool kids would put their cigarette down and then play and then get the cigarette back up and finish. God, it was better
Dana
times.
Dana Blankenship.
What's that?
Dana Blankenship did that.
Yeah.
He was a dude.
He was a dude, yeah.
That's your idol.
I was not good at foosball.
I was not real. I worked at it. Those guys, they were so good.
Then, I think they're so good.
And then just the boom.
Yeah.
When they couldn't do it. Oh, it was incredible.
Did you do that?
No. I really wasn't.
And then were you slow to the goalie?
Yeah.
I was really slow to the goalie.
Of course you were.
Yeah. And then how about this? How about this one? The best is when you get 4 dudes playing doubles. When they're playing on both sides. That was.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, it was big. And then just try to spin one time with those guys. They'd just throw you off.
Yep. Say, no spinning.
No spinning.
That's cheating. We're not doing that here.
Yeah, don't even do it. So they have today, they've got flat screens, flat rates, and foosball.
9 foosball tables.
9 foosball tables set up.
I've never seen a room with 9 foosball tables.
Now you do.
Go to Midwest Bank today.
Go to Midwest Bank today.
Okay.
And also enjoy some of that roasted hog. Yes. They buried a pig last night.
So that's today.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to Shindaddy on his retirement, and we'll certainly hear from him still at some point.
So he is done working.
He's done working.
Last day.
This is actually he will come in to do some nuts and bolts finishing up with a couple customers and
well,
some
we
stuff
still
like
have
that.
The
what
you know, you have some intel on him
well,
right
we'll have well, right
no,
now
we still have the days at the bank
days at the bank the days of the bank are over the days
can we
of
get
the
an
bank,
update on what he's doing though in his life
what's that
we have any updates
save that for Monday
okay all right
and he
okay.
might be yes. able to and he might bring some back so we might have some okay. more days at the bank some honorary days at the bank which we'll see
okay. that's a lot
today.
To
that's a lot today. That's why I had to go through this his picks really quick to get to what else was going on today.
Well, thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. We are now joined on the phone by a good friend, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, good morning. Before we get into your picks, are you stumping for the Hurricanes to be in the playoffs?
Oh.
So last year I didn't say boo. I thought Miami did not deserve to be in. I thought if they would have been placed in, they probably would have lost some, like, great offense, but zero defense, 55-35. This year, I do believe they belong in. And you know, what was even worse was watching Hunter Yurecek explain off how they moved up Alabama one spot. I mean, it was like watching a Miami politician who was caught on video taking a payoff, trying to explain it off. He said that Alabama, some members of the committee moved them up because the way they got off to a 17-0 lead, their great play call, something I'm paraphrasing, on a 4th-and-2, and they held on against a tough Auburn team at home. Auburn's really good at home. Well, Auburn didn't win one conference game at home. They lost even to Kentucky at home. And they're 5-7 last time I looked, Auburn. They also were playing with a quarterback starting just the second time. And on top of that, no head coach. So it was embarrassing. ESPN and the SEC are in bed together. Everyone knows it. And they moved up Alabama one spot, basically because they were afraid if they get blown out this weekend, they're in trouble. So it was to protect themselves. And I mean, then Miami stays the same. They didn't move up at all. They beat Pittsburgh, a ranked team, so bad. I don't even know if Pittsburgh's in a whole spring football practice.
I'm in full agreement with you, Lee. The conversation that was had was remarkable. He talked about a fourth down scramble. That's why they moved up. They had a 4th-and-2, and he scrambled, made three guys miss, and moved up. They didn't talk about they were up 17, but then the game was eventually tied 20-20. I think that's a true freshman quarterback, I believe, for Auburn. Yeah. And didn't talk about any of that stuff. It literally made zero sense. And then also, I thought
here's what I hope. Here's what I hope for Hunter Yurecek, who must have been so persuasive that he got his fourth or fifth choice as head coach, and Ryan Silverfield couldn't get anyone else. I hope when Silverfield is fired in 2 years, he gets fired also. So have a great day, Hunter.
All right. Lee has spoken.
Well, he had to step in for someone that got fired.
That's true.
Mac Rhodes was gone. He was doing some things that weren't too savory.
True. Well, let's get into our picks of the weekend, Lee. To the Big Ten, number one versus number two, Ohio State, 4.5-point favorites against the Hoosiers of Indiana. Cignetti, 23-2 as a head coach of Indiana. Can they get a conference championship? Are you taking the Buckeyes here?
All right. So I loved Ohio State last week, loved the under in the game. I love Indiana here. Here's why. I think they've been preparing for this game and game planning for 2 weeks. Think that Ohio State, their whole emphasis the last 5 or 6 weeks was beating Michigan, who they had lost to 4 straight years. I mean, you saw the celebration. I mean, they were going nuts. It was like they won the national title. They're sitting up and partying with their fans at the Big House. So give them credit. They look really good. They dominated. Now they got to face Fernando Mendoza, only has a 32-touchdown, 5-interception ratio, averaging 9.4 yards, not per reception, per attempt here. I like Indiana straight up 27-24.
Google me wins the Big Ten title.
We need that for one reason, Lee, just to see that post-game interview on the field. Can you just see him like that? Cignetti? Coach Cignetti, anything to say?
I got plenty to say. I hate to say this. I mean, Ohio State fans, I mean, they're top five worst fans you want to go to a game with. Am I correct?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Let's go yes.
Horrible.
Okay. Horrible. How about Hoosiers, 27-24? Next up to the NFL league.
There you go.
Packers, 6.5-point favorites over the one seed in the NFC, the Chicago Bears. What's going on with this big spread, Lee?
Yeah. So Well, Green Bay doesn't fare too well with big spreads. Laying 3 or more, just 1-6. Here's what I love about Ben Johnson. Not that he's just a really good play caller. I think that he has really conditioned Caleb Williams well now. He's telling him, listen, here's your first read. Here's your second read. You can't find them. Throw the ball away or eat it. And the key is time of possession and don't turn the ball over. And if you do that, you're going to win a lot of games in the NFL here. I think Green Bay still has a lot of issues on the offensive line. Their receivers don't get much separation. Just 2 weeks ago, they dropped 7 balls in a game. And on top of that, I don't think their cornerbacks are very good here. I'm not saying that Chicago's better than Green Bay. I just think they're a smarter team. Another upset here.
Whoa.
Bears. They're going to be leading this division and maybe pulling away 26-23. Wrong team favorite.
That'd be the 10-3 Chicago Bears wins over the Eagles and Packers back-to-back weeks. That's significant. To the AFC East, the Dolphins are making their fake run of the playoffs, which will fall short, we all know it, but they are 2.5-point favorites playing in the cold of New York against the Jets. Can they win a cold game on Sunday?
So my nephew, he's a type Dolphins fan. When the Dolphins had that year when they went 1-16 with Cleo Lemon.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with 4 glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Led him to that one win. Before the year, he predicted a 16-0 season. So every single week, I get a text with a picture of the playoffs, and Miami's there, still there in the hunt, always in the hunt. So the Jets, when they played the Dolphins earlier, Justin Fields had his best game of the year. They still couldn't win. I mean, I know they're winning some games of late, but just think that the Dolphins have enough, especially on defense, to limit the Jets here. They just keep finding ways to lose. Jets special teams aren't very good here. Just like last week, I might take a sedative before the game. Dolphins, 17-13.
A sedative. Yeah. The stat was the Jets have one interception on the season. It happened last week. Oh, one.
God. That's hard to do.
One.
Oh,
in the,
God.
It's week 13. Yeah. Come on. And up next, Lee, Broncos, 7.5-point favorites at Vegas against the just terrible Raiders. What do you see in this game, Broncos-Raiders?
Yeah, you talk about a team that's packed it in. That is the Raiders. They fired their offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly. Their offensive line is a mess. It's a turnstile. Their receivers, I don't know if any one of their top three receivers could see the field for any other team. They are that bad. They're fours, fives, and sixes. And outside of Max Crosby, that's it on defense here. Denver, I like what they did in overtime. Went hurry up. They realized that defense was tired. They need to create more possessions because now their defense is healthy here. Top three defense in the NFL. Geno Smith, he might get sacked 5-6 times in this game here. I like Denver,
27-13. Covering 7.5. Yeah. Join my least thrilling Paramount Sports. Two more games, Lee. Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, trying to stay alive in the playoff race. 3.5 right. point favorites against the Texans, who have gotten red hot lately. What do you see in Chiefs-Texans?
So I'm going to take a different approach to this game. So you're going to look at this game and you're saying, oh, most people, well, we've got Patrick Mahomes on one side, C.J. Stroud. We've got all these great receivers here, tight ends who are very good, and all I need to do is get above 42 points, 23-20 score. Well, Houston offensive line is awful. Kansas City line has injuries up and down the offensive line. They might be bringing up a couple guys from the practice squad for this game just to fill in if anyone gets hurt. And it's going to be cold, really cold there, and windy. So I think you go under here, under 42 points. I think we're going to see something like 2016, 2017 game. I think the line's off. So don't fall for the trap here, under 42, okay. KC and Houston.
And last one, Lee. Colts, 1.5 point favorites against the AFC South leading Jacksonville Jaguars. What do you see?
Crazy that both these two teams are sitting at 8-4. So does Jacksonville continue their mastery 10 straight over the Colts
wow.
at home?
Whoa.
You want to get this game? Just call 800-400-9741. First, how about this? First five callers, we're going to give them the game for free. We are on a roll. We won last night with Detroit, won every single day over the Thanksgiving break. We're now 1-9 of the last 11 weeks. How about this? Championship week, we call it Double Down December. Get every game I've got this weekend, college football. Got a couple weeks coming up, college football for the playoffs. We've got over 30 bowls in December. And also in the NFL, we're on a 37-17-1 run the last 11 weeks. Double Down December, every game from tonight all the way through the end of December. Use coupon code SAVE100, just $397, one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Okay, guys. See you. Take care.
Thank you, Lee.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Recapping the picks there from Lee, he's got Google Me and Indiana as 4.5 point dogs winning outright.
He made an interesting comment on there that just the celebration and the relief from Ohio State beating Michigan. It was real. That was real. And then
they got to come back.
It can be a little it's
challenging.
You see games all the time. You talk about how did that happen? Mm-hmm. How did they not be ready to go or something? Mm-hmm. And it happens.
Mm.
If that score is right and Indiana wins 27-24, I feel like this show will be a lot of fun on Monday. More fun than we even expected. That's my team, Indiana. It's our team.
Google me.
That'd be okay.
God dang, I just wonder how that game will play out. Keep going with the other scores.
To the NFL, Bears, who are 9-3, not getting the respect. 6.5 point dogs. The Packers says they win outright as dogs. 26-23. Bears, that'd be 10-3 on top of the NFC.
Now, that's a story.
That'd be a big win.
Story.
Ben Johnson doing great things in Chicago. Yeah. Dolphins, 2.5 point favorites, win in the cold of New York, 17-13.
What's the temperature going to be, Jake?
I think I saw like 28.
That's cold.
At New York. That is not good for Miami.
Now, there'll be no crowd there.
No.
No, there will not be. There won't be like
a rivalry game.
We couldn't
cares.
Hear. We couldn't hear. No, you can yell across the field.
17-13, Dolphins covered 2.5. Broncos as 7.5 point favorites cover that easily against the Raiders suck. 27-13. They are bad. Like the Titans are bad. I think the Titans might beat the Raiders in a game. The Raiders are so bad right now.
I kind of agree with that.
Who's their one receiver? Do you know their number one guy?
They traded Jacoby Myers. That's the only guy I knew there. I don't know anybody in Vegas.
They must be really bad at receiver.
Yeah, it's not good. Chiefs in Texas didn't give a score. It says take the under 42 in that game.
Is that in KC?
It's in KC.
So it's cold weather situation.
Weather situation.
And if you want Colts, Jags, or any other games, call 800-400-9741 or go to ParamountSports.com.
Really solid.
Yeah. Lee's the man.
Yeah, really solid. Yeah, Google me. Now, okay, how's that game play out? Do they come out firing? Both teams, or do they? Is it more of a heavyweight fight where they're feeling each other out?
I think it's going to be heavyweight. I think it's going to be kind of
feeling each other out.
I think it's going to be a little bit of
0-0 first quarter.
That's what I think. I think really? It's going to be low. I think it's not going to be. We got to get rolling here fast. Let's kind of check some things out. And I also think that it's going to be Jerry's World sold out for the Big 12 championship game. Well, Texas Tech and But BYU,
they're traveling.
BYU travels like crazy. So there'll be a great amount of blue in there. And so, but that stadium, I think it'll be about 50-50, even though the game's
Ohio State.
Yeah, it's going to be about Ohio State shows up. They talked about, Ohio State, they've been there so many times. They've been there since 2020. The last couple of years it's not been them. It's been Penn State, Michigan.
You know, one thing to watch is Sayan's only been sacked 6 times. Mm-hmm. Will they get after? I mean, who gets after the other quarterback better is going to be huge. Neither of those guys gets a lot of heat. Although Mendoza did against Penn State. He was under fire and responded. Yeah. But Sayan has not been pressed much. 6 sacks all year.
That's it? Yeah. 6?
He's been sacked 6 times.
He only got sacked 9 times against Minnesota.
Good point.
And 7 against Michigan.
Yeah.
And 5 against Michigan
six,
State.
6 all year.
God.
It's a little different operation now.
Say 6 times all year. What?
Yeah.
Wow. And I wonder if that was as a team 6?
Yeah.
So they made him not even saying then. It's a good chance the sack may have come with
someone
backup.
Else. Maybe. I don't know.
He may have been sacked like once all year.
I don't know. I'll double
hey,
check.
Hey, imagine that on the sideline. Hey, there's these guys from this other team. And they're all around me. And I don't, what is this?
I've not seen this before.
I saw there was a guy from Indiana, guys. I threw the ball. He was right next to me. He was really, he could
almost touch me.
He could almost touch me. What is this?
We call that a sack, son.
Coach Day? Coach Day has his iPad. Look at this. There's someone over here. This has not happened.
So anyway. I wonder how, hold on. You don't think there's a chance Cignetti will just come out firing?
Well, I'm not saying we'll come out firing, but but the thing is like that. You can't win the game in the first quarter, but you can lose the game in the first quarter.
I like that.
So it's kind of like, yeah, we open up a double reverse pass backed up in our own end zone? No, probably not.
No.
You don't want to have a coaching error where you just go, what was he doing?
I think Washington against Ohio State, if I remember right, was fiddling around like that in the game at Washington against Ohio State, and it got him.
Yeah.
They were kind of messing around too much early, Washington.
But he's right. I mean, think about the quarterback they're facing. The quarterback they just faced at Michigan had, threw for like 40 yards.
68 yards.
Underwood.
And now they're going to see Mendoza.
It'll be different.
Mendoza's a real deal.
And Indiana runs the ball very, very well.
I was startled. I hesitate to bring it up because I don't know these guys there. I was listening to our college football show on 84 on Sirius, and they said the winner of this game wins the Heisman. I'm like, wait a second. They didn't even mention Pavia.
Pavia's got to be in that conversation.
Is that just an oversight?
That Neuheisel said that. Then the next day, he said Pavia was going to win. But what he was saying was somewhat accurate, meaning that if one of these two go off on that big of a stage and they go off and someone's 31 for 33 and four whatever, it's a big stage. I don't know how you go ahead of Pavia.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't even mention him. It's another data point.
On that note, data point. Before we get to break, the 3 words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked!
Oh.
Please avoid being hacked by calling our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of this state with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. They also have a new office in Ogallala.
And they need, so I talked to Will this morning, they need help in Ogallala immediately. And it's not like they're desperate, like we can't, they're hiring good people. This is how fast they're growing.
They are growing like
they're
crazy.
Growing so fast that they just need, so if you're out there and you need to apply, get a hold of Will. Get a hold of Will because Columbus and Ogallala needs help immediately. Immediately. And you can hang out, go to Lake McConaughey during the summer.
That's
So that's a big selling
point
right now.
Play golf at Bayside.
Yeah, play golf at Bayside. Do all the fun things you want. Duck hunting in the winter, so it's a great spot to be. But Will says, hey, they're it's one of those things like that where they're growing too fast, but you never can grow too fast, really. You don't be like going, I really don't want to grow at all as a company. No, they're going to grow, but they're struggling right now to get the incredible employees that they need.
AppliedConnective.com. Check out the website today.
Boone County, it all started.
Boone County.
In Albion.
Yeah, Albion.
Beautiful. Yes. When we come back, it's time for the Monster Mash on Bill's Thrills. Next, an early break in the ticket.